away and don't mess with things. Except for me, of course. One thing left for tonight, I told Swan. Financing. The Black Company don't come cheap. Neither does creating, arming, training, and maintaining an army. Swan grinned. They got you covered, Cap. Back when they first heard the prophecies of your coming, they started raising money. It won't be a problem. It's always a problem. He smiled. You won't be able to spend like there ain't no bottom to the bucket. The woman hangs onto the purse strings around here, and she's famous for being tight. Good enough. Ask the prince if there's anything else he needs now. I've got a ton of stuff to do. There was another hour of talk, none of it important. All of it the Prabhrindra and Radisha trying to get an idea what I was planning, trying to get a clearer picture of my character and competence. Giving a stranger life and death power over their state was one long bet for them. I figured I'd do a little something to help their underground scheme. I became impatience itself, but was proud of me. I controlled it. Walking home after dark without crowds, I asked Lady, "Can we count on Shifter's help?" "He'll do what I tell him."
"You're sure?"
"Not absolutely. It looks that way, though."
"Could he do some scouting over Shadow Master country, shifting into something that flies?"
"Maybe," she smiled. "But he wouldn't have strength enough to carry you. And I know you. You wouldn't trust a report from anybody but you." "Well, you'll have to take your chances. Trust him as much as you dare. He'll serve me if I command him. But he isn't my slave. He has his own goals now. They may not be your goals." I thought it might be a good time to sneak up on something I'd been sliding around since I'd caught her playing with fire in a cup overlooking Gayasli. "And your own restored talent." She was not fazed. "You're kidding. I might bother Goblin if I sneaked up on him and hit him with a hammer. Otherwise, I'm useless. Even small talents have to be exercised to be any good. There's no time for exercise. I guess we'll all just do what we can." Mogaba said, "I have several ideas for disarming problems arising from religious friction, at least temporarily." "Speaking of which, I need to carve on that priest's kid. One Eye, I'll need you to back me up." "Go ahead, Mogaba." His notion was straightforward. We would raise our own army without regard to religion and use it to meet the Shadow Master's main thrust. We would encourage the cults to raise their own forces and use them to meet threats that appeared at the secondary fords. But we would not surrender our claim to supreme command. I laughed. "I have a feeling you're looking for a repeat of the debacle of last summer, when nothing should disarm them more thoroughly than failures and displays of incompetence. I thought we ought to give them their chances."
"Sounds good to me. Work up a couple of questions for recruits so we can get the drift of their religious commitment and tolerance when we sign them up. You ought to tell me how to find this guy Jahamaraj Jah."
Chapter 31. Taglios, a boot camp city. It had been years since I hazarded internal surgery. Before I started, I was shaky and filled with doubts, but habit took hold in the crunch. My hand was steady.